glory. Let's give him honor. Let's give him admiration. Let's bless the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. How great is our God? He's great. He's wonderful. He's big. He's powerful. He's faithful. He's very, very reliable. There's no one like him. And there's nothing he cannot do. Bless his holy name. Give him glory, give him honor, give him adoration. Bless the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. The Ancient of Days, the Unchangeable Changer. Worship him. Magnify his holy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. In Jesus' marvelous name we have prayed. I want you to please join me and pray a prayer with all the anger that you can muster. I want you to lift your voice to the Almighty God and say, Father, every kidnapper, by whatever name they are called, wherever they may be now, set them on fire. Lift your voice to the Almighty God. By whatever name they are called, Boko Haram, or this, or that, every kidnapper, my Father and my God, wherever they may be, set them on fire. Let their bodies begin to burn. Don't let them be able to sleep evermore until they release all our children. Set them on fire. Right now, my Father and my God, let the fire of heaven begin to burn them. Let their blood begin to boil. Let the water inside them become boiling water. Set them on fire, Daddy, so that they will release our children. So they will let go of their captives. My Lord and my Savior, you the Lord of hosts, you the consuming fire, every kidnapper, anywhere they may be, right now, please, Daddy, set them on fire. Don't let them be able to sleep. Don't let them be able to eat. Don't let them be able to sit down. Let their blood begin to boil. Let the water in them turn to boiling water. Set them on fire, Daddy, until they release all their captives. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. Amen.
We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor.
Amen.
We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you
Ancient of Days, we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. Thank you for all you've done for us. Thank you for what you will yet do for us in the future. Please accept our worship in Jesus' name. Father, today, as we begin to round up this program, come down in a very special way. Turn every water to wine. Wipe away all tears from our eyes. And as for those people who chose to torment helpless girls, wherever they may be, Lord, set them on fire. Even now, as we are praying, because we know where they are, until they release these girls, Father, don't let them sleep. Don't let them eat. Don't let them be able to sit down. Oh, my Father and my God, even now as we are praying, send your angels to disturb them. And Father, in all our lives tonight, do something awesome. For those who are here and those who are listening to us all over the world, my Father and my God, give us your best. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Well, let somebody shout hallelujah. Okay, we ended last night by clapping for the Lord. Let's do it again tonight. And then let's give him a big shout of triumph. Amen. Shouts of joy will never cease in your homes. Well, you may please be seated. Between last night and now, 3 more children have been born. So we have a total of 12 children born in 2 days. The girls have decided that this is their own program. Because of the 12 children, 3 are boys, and 9 are girls. So let the girls shout, praise the Lord.
Boys, don't worry, we are going to marry them, so let the boys shout hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Tonight is anointing service. And I have a feeling that some of us don't know the significance of an anointing service. So I've chosen, by the direction of the Most High, to spend some time talking to you about anointing. Psalm 23, verse 5. Psalm 23, verse 5. David, the greatest king Israel ever had, apart from the Lord Jesus himself, said, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over." What is anointing? Simply put, anointing is a manifestation of the Holy Spirit. The manifestation of the Holy Spirit. It's not the Holy Spirit, but the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Heat is a manifestation of fire, but heat is not fire. When you are cold, in the villages in those days, you light a fire during the Amatan, and you gather around the fire to receive heat. You don't touch the fire. The fire is there producing heat. In the afternoon, you get heat coming from the sun. The heat is not the sun. It's a mere manifestation of the sun. Isaiah chapter 61 verse 1, Isaiah 61 verse 1 says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he has anointed me." So anointing is the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Now, what is it for? What is it used for? Several things. It's used for consecration. Consecration. Genesis 31, verse 13. Genesis 31, verse 13 talks about consecrating an altar. And you want to set an altar apart for God, you anoint it. It is used to bring promotion. 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 1. 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 1. Samuel took a vial of oil, poured it on the head of Saul, and told him, "From now on, you are captain over God's inheritance." So anointing is for promotion. Can change a farmer's boy to a king. Anointing is used for ordination. Ordination. Exodus 28, verse 41. Exodus 28, verse 41. God told Moses, want to set apart Aaron and his sons to begin to do some special job in the house of God, anoint them. That's why you find that during a convention, when we want to ordain assistant pastors and pastors, we anoint them with oil. And then from the moment we do that, of course, they have promotion. They become consecrated to the work of God. Anointing is used to prepare you for your destiny. Very powerful thing. We come into the world for a purpose. Many people live and die without fulfilling the purpose of God for their lives. But anointing with oil can prepare you to fulfill your destiny. Mark chapter 14, verse 3 to 9. Mark 14, 3 to 9. The Bible says a woman came to Jesus, broke an alabaster box of oil or ointment, and poured it on the head of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when some people were arguing as to whether she did the right thing or wrong thing, Jesus said, she's done this to prepare me for my destiny, because he came to die. When the time came near for him to go to the cross, he prayed, Daddy, I don't want to do it. But because he had been anointed, he was able to say, not my will, but thy will be done. I'm praying tonight that as many of you as will be anointed, you will reach your goal in Jesus' name. Anointing is for protection. Anointing is for protection. You remember I told you yesterday we are to bring the children in April to be anointed. And the moment we do that, they'll be protected against what forces of darkness may want to bring against them. Psalm 105, verse 15. Psalm 105, verse 15 says, touch not my anointed. Anointing is for protection. And then, of course, anointing is for destroying yokes. Not breaking yokes, but destroying them. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. Isaiah 10, 27. The anointing or the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Now, where is the headquarters of anointing in a human being? It is your head. The head is the seat of the anointing. Thou anointed my head with oil. Not my belly, not my back, not my chest. So when you hear someone saying he's doing deliverance service for women, and is anointing their chest, you know that fellow is not from God. Straight away. Anointing is to be where? On the head. That woman with the box, alabaster box of oil, broke it, poured it on the head of the Lord Jesus Christ. So many a times when maybe I go for Mount Zion hour at the headquarters and people come by the thousands to be prayed for, while I'm laying hands on them, some people will be pointing to their stomach. Hey, lay the hand on my stomach. I'm believing God for the fruit of the womb. The moment the anointing touches your head, it will take care of the rest of the body. Now, how does anointing operate? It operates, number one, through hands. In 1 Samuel 17, verse 34 to 36. 1 Samuel 17, 34 to 36. When a lion and a bear came against David, he punched them to death. There is no power in the hook of a young child, of a young man, to kill a bear. A bear is a giant. As for a lion, you want to punch a lion to death, you better be sure your hands are not ordinary. And of course, like in Judges 6, 14, verse 4 and 5, Judges 14, 4 and 5, when a lion attacked Samson, he tore it into two anointed hands. It walks through the hands. That's why in Mark 16, verse 18, Mark 16, verse 18, the Lord says, if you believe, you will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Now, I didn't say you will lay your head on the sick. Anointing, the seat of anointing is your head, but it flows through your hands. In Acts chapter 3, for example, verse 1 to 8, Acts 3, 1 to 8, when Peter said to the layman, silver and gold I have none, but what I have, give I unto you. Rise up and walk. The Bible said he grabbed him by the hand, and his ankle bone received strength. When he grabbed him by the hand, the anointing flowed to his hand, bringing healing to the man. Anointing can flow through your voice. Anointing's headquarters is your head. It flows through your voice. To uproot an enemy. Acts chapter 13, verse 5 to 12. Acts 13, 5 to 12. Paul was preaching to a governor. A sorcerer was there, hindering him, trying to make sure that the governor would not receive Christ. At a stage, Paul turned on him I said, I command that to be blind for a season. The moment he said that one, the man became blind and looked for someone to lead him away. And the moment that mantle was moved out of the way, the governor gave his life to Jesus. Now you probably must have heard some people saying to you, what's wrong with daddy nowadays? He's doing some decrees, like we've just done, against, say, kidnappers, for example. Doesn't he realize we are in the New Testament? That this is the age of grace? Well, Acts of the Apostles is in the New Testament. And I'm issuing another decree right now. Anyone who will not let the work of the kingdom of God progress, they shall go mad. Anyone standing between us and fulfilling the purpose of God, particularly in winning souls for Christ, anyone trying to slow down the progress of the gospel, in order that they may become a lesson to others, they will soon be walking the street naked. In Mark 16, verse 17, Mark 16, verse 17, he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they will cast out demons. To cast out is not a gentle way of dealing with somebody. In the world, in many of the nightclubs, they have people they call bouncers. A bouncer is a strong man, hefty many a times. And when you come to the nightclub and you are behaving in a disorderly manner, they call on the bouncer to cast you out. Believe me honestly, before the end of this month, every person disturbing your peace, unless they repent before tomorrow morning, they shall be cast out. Now they try to tell me, have you forgotten that Jesus that you claim to follow is the Lamb of God? I know. But he's also the Lion of Judah. They say to me, have you forgotten God is love? Ah, I know. But he's also the consuming fire. His love when he's dealing with his children is consuming fire when he's dealing with unrepentant enemies. You see, we have suffered long enough. There are some people who just will not repent. It doesn't matter what you do. I say it one more time from this holy altar. All those who have made up their mind that they just won't let you go, the consuming fire will deal with them. You have begged them. You have pleaded with them. You have tried to bribe them. You can't bribe a witch. As a matter of fact, you go home, you already know the witch is troubling the family, and you take a big gift to her. You are pouring petrol on fire. Because he's going to call a meeting that night and tell all her friends that this boy is already prospering. Let's give him something to spend the money on. There's nothing you can do to convert a demon. A demon is a demon. Full stop. So every demon in your family, the consuming fire, we deal with them. The anointing operates through your voice. When you want to cast out a demon, you don't pick the fellow who is demonized. You speak to the demon. You tell it to get out. In Acts chapter 5, verse 1 to 12. Acts 5, 1 to 12. Ananias and Sapphira came in. They sold the land and brought part of the money. And the man of God asked them, he asked the husband, "Is this how much you sold the land?" He said, "Yes, sir." The church has just started. You want to introduce hypocrisy into our midst? He said, "Die." And the man died. They took him out to bury him. Later on, the wife came. The church service was still going on. And Peter asked the woman, "Is this how much you sold the land?" She said, Oh yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. He said, the people who went to bury your husband will soon return to go and bury you too. New Testament. Not Old Testament. Let's wake up. We've been stupid long enough. Some of the older ones will remember this testimony. A young man came and joined the church. He came from another country, wanting to use the Redeemed Christian Church of God as a hiding place for evil. We didn't know. Oh, he was sweet-tongued. Jumping up and down. He could enter any embassy. We didn't know, who is this fellow? Then one day, I was in my first office near the expressway. I was waiting on the Lord for a period of some 40 days and 40 nights. And then he came to see me. And he was talking sweet, as usual. Oh, that day, this and that. Suddenly, the Holy Spirit revealed him to me that he was the leader of spies from another nation. Came to Nigeria for an evil purpose, and they told him a good place to hide will be among the members of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. God showed that to me. So as soon as he finished talking, I said, "Sir, why have you come to lie?" He said, "I'm not lying." I said, "You are lying to the Holy Spirit, the one who dwells in me." I said, "Have you forgotten what happened to Ananias and Sapphira?" And he began to sweat. I said, "You won't die in my office." But you won't see the end of the week. One way or the other. It was during the era of military governments. One way or the other, the military discovered his gang. It was about 3 or 4 days later. And the military did what the military would do. Every spy in your family, every agent of the devil hibernating in your family, the fire of God will consume them. Every agent of the devil in your churches, in your business, the fire of God will consume them. New Testament, not old. Anointing flows through your mouth to close the heaven over your enemies. 1 Kings 17:1. Elijah said to Ahab, "You are corrupting the nation, corrupting the nation of Israel." And he said, "As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, I close the heavens. No more rain, no more dew." Instantly, the heaven was closed. How do you expect your enemies to let you go if they are enjoying? How do you expect them to listen when whatever you say, they are just blossoming? But if the heavens over their business be closed, if the heavens be closed over whatever they are using to perpetuate evil, the tide will turn We are talking about stronger than our enemies. You are, only you didn't know it. You have not been using that power. When anointing flows through your mouth, it can control the weather. In Joshua chapter 10, verse 12 to 13, Joshua 10, 12 to 13, Joshua was fighting the battle of God, and the sun decided to set to allow the enemies to escape. Joshua says, "Sun, I command you, stay where you are until I finish my assignment. Moon, you are not moving an inch until I finish my assignment. I decree tonight, you will not die before you finish your assignment." Witnesses here. 1982 or 83, we went to hold a crusade in Abeokuta in front of Ake Palace. And the crowd came. Just finished the preaching, made an altar call, and the people were rushing forward. And all of a sudden, rain began. And the people who were rushing forward began to run back. So I look up, I say, "Rain, you are suspended." I have witnesses here. Immediately, you could see the rain rolling as if somebody's rolling a carpet, rolling away. I think that was a Friday. It was during Easter period. When it was Monday, and we finished, we wanted to go home. One of the sons of Abeokuta, his name is Pastor Abata, came to me and said, "Sir, you are going away now. Will you please release the rain?" So I said, "No problem. As soon as I leave your town, the rain can return." I decree right now, every unfavorable weather in your life is canceled. Anointing can flow through your mouth to steal a storm. Mark chapter 4, verse 35 to 41. Mark 4, 35 to 41. Jesus was in the boat, was sleeping. There was a storm, very terrible. The disciples woke him up. "Master, we are about to perish." If you read the story very well, the first thing he did was that he rebuked the wind. And said, "Peace be still." It was after he rebuked the wind that he said to the sea, "Peace be still." Immediately, Everything became calm. I stand before the Most High God today as your representative to Him. And I say that every storm in your life be stilled now. Now, just as anointing can flow through your mouth and still contrary winds, the same anointing can flow through your mouth and summon favorable winds. Ezekiel 37 from verse 1 to 10. Ezekiel 37 from verse 1 to 10. When God took Ezekiel to the valley of dry bones, and God said, speak to the bones, prophesy to the bones. And he prophesied to the bones, and the bones came together, flesh covered them, and there was no life. Because the Son of Man, just do one more thing, prophesy one more time. Call in the wind. Let the wind blow. And the wind blew. And dry bones became an army. When the wind is contrary, it slows you down. When the wind is favorable, it speeds you up. That wind that will accelerate your progress, I command it right now to blow for you in Jesus' name. And anointing can flow through your mouth to win souls. When you are anointed, you don't have to preach long before souls are won. Mark 16, verse 15 to 16. Mark 16, 15 to 16. Tells us, if you believe, you just go ahead and make disciples of nations. That's why you see that some people will preach and sweat weeks after weeks, and there'll be nothing to show for it. Some people will preach just one sermon, and hundreds will be saved. The difference is anointing. When we go to the Republic of, let me keep the name of this place secret. We wanted to start a church there. We met an American who had been there, I think, 17 years. He told us, don't waste your time. These people are not going to be saved. He said, I've been here for 17 years. I have a congregation of 3. Don't waste your time. He said, I came from America. Fully supported, plenty of money. 17 years. I told him, our own will be different. Today we are officially the fastest growing church in that nation. I hereby decree, anytime you preach, anytime you witness to anyone under the anointing, they will surrender their life to Jesus. Anointing can flow through your sweat. In Mark chapter 5, verse 25 to 34, Mark 5, 25 to 34, the woman with the issue of blood came from behind and touched the hem of the garment of Jesus Christ. She was healed immediately. Jesus said, "Who touched me?" And people said, "Oh, there, you can see this multitude." He said, "No, no, no, no. Virtue had gone out. I knew something flowed out of me." In Acts chapter 19, verse 11 to 12, Acts 19, verse 11 to 12, the Bible says God performed special miracles by the hand of Paul. Because through him, they will take his apron, they will take from his body, take apron, take handkerchiefs to the sick. And they were healed. They were healed. Anointing can flow through your sweat, so that whatever comes in contact with you becomes energized. One lady was giving a very funny testimony at the London Festival of Life, the own equivalence of your Holy Ghost service, last October. She said she was sitting in the congregation. A couple came from Poland, and their English wasn't too good. So the husband was giving his own testimony and said that they told him in our church there that anyone that the Jew touches will become pregnant. So, whether man or woman. So he came with his wife, and we prayed for them, and immediately they got home, the wife became pregnant. So he now returned to show us the baby. So a woman said, "Oh, is that the secret?" And decided, "I'm going to touch him." But the security people were very, very effective. So they were guiding us to get out of the place. She said she bent under their hands and touched the heel. Got home that month, became pregnant. And then the child grew. 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, no other child. And she said, "I know what to do." So then she came again. He said, "This time the security people were ready for her." And she said, "I was ready for them. I beat them all and I touched him, and now are my 2 children. Your sweat can carry anointing. And I'm praying for every one of you here today as you become anointed. Nobody near you needing help will need to come to the GO at all. Anointing can operate through your breath. You know, in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, Genesis 2, 7, when the great anointed one wanted to form man, he just molded a piece of clay in the shape of man and breathe into his nostril the breath of life, and man became a living soul. In John chapter 20, verse 22, John 20, verse 22, Jesus Christ breathed on the disciples and said, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." Sent the Holy Ghost to them through breathing. As long as you breathe from now, your breath will carry the anointing of God. An anointing can even operate through your shadow. Acts chapter 5, verse 14 to 16. Acts 5, 14 to 16. The shadow of Peter was healing the sick. I want to believe God for you. All of you who are my children, committed to God, committed to the work of this ministry, committed to fulfilling the vision God had given me, that from now on, when you walk past, people will get miracles. So the anointing is for a purpose. If you read Isaiah chapter 61 from verse 1 to 3, Isaiah 61, 1 to 3, God gives you this awesome thing, this treasure in this earthen vessel to preach the good news, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and in the name that's above every other name, our daughters will be coming home soon. And the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Anointing is there for you to work for God. It's not for show. It's for doing the work of God. Now let me round up, because we see how to do the anointing itself. You want to be specially anointed? You must be holy. Very, very crucial. Hebrews 1 verse 9, Hebrews 1 verse 9 says, because you love righteousness and you hate iniquity, that is why God, even your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows. They will call you holier than thou. It's a very good description. A Christian fanatic is somebody who loves Jesus more than you. Love him to the extent that they will call you fanatical. Why must you be holy? I'll give you just two reasons and then we'll pray. If you abuse anointing, it can destroy you. Samson is a classical example. Judges 16. You can read it from the beginning to the end. Anointing is there. So he went into a harlot. The enemy knew he was there. They shut their gate. At midnight, he woke up, grabbed the gate of the city, and uprooted it. Anointing, man. Then he went further into saying, married Delilah. At the end of the day, he died, a blind man, prematurely. Why holiness? Because if ever the anointing dries up, the devil will step in. 1 Samuel 16, verse 14. 1 Samuel 16, verse 14. When the Spirit of God departed from King Saul, an evil spirit from the Lord came and tormented him. You see, it's better never to have been anointed than to be an ex-anointed. Because if the anointing leaves, it will create a vacuum. And that vacuum will be filled by forces of darkness. There have been cases of men of God who were performing miracles, signs and wonders. And then they got into sin. Fornicating, committing adultery, etc., etc., and the anointing left. And they had to keep up the show. The show must continue. So they began to look for other forces. We have seen examples, even in our nation. There's no room for vacuum in nature. If the spirit leaves, something else will come in. So if you have never been anointed, no problem. Situation is normal. There are many who are not. But after you have been anointed, be holy. Don't let God say bye-bye to you. So tonight, you're going to search your heart. Is anything I'm still doing contrary to the will of God? Because the anointing tonight is a very, very special one. I've blessed you all. And in a moment, those of you who are watching all over the world, I'm going to ask you to lift up your own bottle of oil so they can also be anointed from here. If you are anointed, and you still continue to walk contrary to the will of God, the anointing can bore a hole through your head. I'm just telling you the truth. So just in case there's anyone who heard that there's going to be an anointing service here tonight, and you are not a child of God, before that oil will touch your head, make sure you are completely on the side of God. So if you want to give your life to Jesus, I will count from 1 to 5 tonight, because we are running out of time. Before I say 5, make sure you're already standing before me or before the altar in your various living centers. There might not be many of you, but if you are just 1 or 2, I'll give you this opportunity to come and surrender your life to Jesus Christ. I'm counting now. 1, 2. Three. 4. All right, those of you who have come and those of you on the way, cry to the Almighty God and say, Father, please save my soul. Let your blood wash me clean. I want to be absolutely clean to receive your anointing tonight. Let's talk to the Almighty God. The rest of us, let's stretch our hands towards these people and intercede for them, that the one who saved our souls will save their own souls also. Let's pray for them for a couple of minutes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And so, Savior, we want to say thank you once again for your word. We just want to bless your holy name, particularly for these, your children, who have come forward to surrender their lives to you. Please receive them in Jesus' name. Save their souls. Let your blood wash away their sins. Write their names in the book of life. Receive them into the family of God. And anytime they call on you, please answer them by fire. Don't let them backslide. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Those of you in front, I want to rejoice with you, because from now on, I'll be praying for you. So, if you will turn to your left, there's somebody there who will lead you to where some pastors are waiting. They will collect the information I want from you, your names, your address, and your prayer request. And then they bring you back very quickly. Congratulations, you can begin to go. Now, if you are clapping for Jesus, you better do it very well. Amen. Now, it will soon be time for the anointing. Tonight, I will anoint my wife alone. And then she will help me anoint the AGOs and the elders and our special guests. And then the AGOs will help me anoint the pastors. And then the pastors will come and anoint you. The process is simple. When Jesus Christ wanted to feed 5,000, he took 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes, broke them, gave to the disciples. By the time the disciples came to the crowd, the food had multiplied. So by the time the chain reaction gets to you, we'll be dealing with some very, very massive anointing. Now, those of you who are watching in the various viewing centers, I want the leader of the group there to lift up his bottle of oil now. I've already prayed over the ones here. I want to pray over your own bottles of oil. Both of the old arena, the viewing centers all over the world, let the leader raise up just 1 bottle of oil and then mix it with all the others, and the anointing will go around. Okay. There's no distance in prayer. My Father and my God, I just want to bless your holy name. And I want to lift up this hand that it has pleased you to anoint. And I ask that right now, the same anointing that rests on me will flow into all the bottles that have been lifted up now all over the world, and saturate each one with your anointing so heavily that wherever each one is used, yokes will be destroyed, miracles will happen, and your name will be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now the pastors are preparing the oil. So just for 2-3 minutes, or you are ready? Ah, very good. They say they are ready. And when your pastors come, when it's your turn, they will line up before you. You will come. Receive your own anointing, and please go back and do some very serious warfare. Decree all manners of decree as soon as the anointing comes upon you, telling the consuming fire to do its work, asking every storm to be still, asking mountains to move, So you go back and just begin to pray furiously. Because this night is going to mark a major turning point in your life. Over to you, choir.
Thank you, Jesus.
Anointing from the Lord. This touch me one more time, oh Lord. Touch me one more time, oh Lord. Just touch me one more time, oh Lord. His yokes will be broken. Whoever you touch will get the power to be stronger. Oh, touch me one more time. Touch me one more time, oh Lord. Touch me one more time. Yearning for you, Lord.
Touch me one more time.
Oh, if you touch me this time, my enemies are in trouble.
Touch me one more time.
Oh Lord, I pray. Touch me one more time. Became mother of children. You touched Lazarus with your voice. He came up from the dead. Nothing will stand in the way of your deliverance. In the name of Jesus, touch me one more time. Oh Lord, touch me one. And let the power of the Lord come down. Let the power of the Lord come down. And let the power of the Lord from heaven come down. Let the power of the Lord come down. Somebody decree, let the power
of the Lord come down.
Let the power.
Of every situation that has troubled my mind, oh, all my cares and burdens and to you, my Lord. Of every situation that has troubled my mind, all my cares and burdens unto you I wrote. Say Jesus, name above every other name. Wow, wow, wow.
touch my body. Let your fire touch my soul. Let your fire touch my spirit. Touch me, oh Lord. Make me whole. Let your fire touch my body. Let your fire touch my soul. Let your fire touch my spirit. Touch me, oh Lord, and make me whole. Let your fire, Lord, touch my body. My spirit, Lord, touch me, Lord, touch me, Lord, make me your Lord, and let your fire touch my body, the fire of the Lord, the Holy Ghost fire, touch my soul. Touch my soul, oh, touch my spirit, touch me, oh Lord, make me whole. Let your fire, Lord, touch my body. Let your touch my body. I need your fire, Lord. Let it touch my soul. Let your fire touch my spirit. Touch me, oh Lord. Make me your.
Hallelujah, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I feel my dad is saying, let's give these people a special birthday gift. So for 2 minutes, because the Bible says Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom because Moses had laid his hand on him. Anointing can be transferred. For 2 minutes, if there's anything in my life that you want for yourself, go ahead and ask God. If there's anything at all that you consider precious that God has deposited in my life and you want it for yourself, Ask him now. Thank you, Father. Let's begin to bring our prayers to a close. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Lift your hands to heaven as I hereby decree. In the name of the one who called me, whatever you have asked for, receive it in Jesus' name. Whatever you should have asked for, that you didn't know how to ask, receive it now in Jesus' name. Whatever you need to succeed in life, to succeed in your marriage, to succeed in ministry, receive it right now. Whatever you need to finish well, to finish strong, receive it now. Whatever you need to make it all the way to heaven, receive it right now. And so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Put those hands together for the Almighty. Thank you, Jesus. You may please be seated. We want to say thank you to the Almighty God for a great special Holy Ghost service. And go ahead, give him a big hand. Tomorrow morning, by the grace of God, there'll be a service here, and being the first Sunday of the month, all our churches all over the world, don't forget to connect. I'll be coming up around 9 a.m. to share a little bit. Glory be to God. Now, with tremendous joy, the joy that only the Holy Spirit can give, I want you to dance to the nearest basket, drop your offering, and then celebrate with your colleagues. Fire begets fire. As we shake hands and dance together this evening, the fire that God has already lighted in you will grow bigger. Over to you, band.
What shall we say
unto the Lord? All we have to say is thank you.
What shall we say
unto the Lord?
All we have to say is thank you.
We just want to say
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
All we have to say is thank you, Lord.
We just want to say
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
All we have to say is thank you, Lord.
What shall we say unto Papa?
All we have to say is thank you, Lord.
What shall we say unto Jehovah?
All we have to say is thank you, Lord.
We just want to say
thank you, Lord.
Titi,
titi, titi,
titi,
titi,
titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi, titi Lemi o maiyo.
Titi
titi titi ayemi. Lemi o maiyo. Iwo ni o zoba bi re.
Titi 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 ayemi.
Lemi o maiyo. Titi 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 ayemi. Lemi o maiyo.
Titi 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 ayemi.
Jesus, you can be more my lover, go so bad in Rama. I did Jesus, you can be more my lover, go so bad in Rama.
I am the baby, baby.
In the name that is above every other name, your joy will never cease. Because you have thanked God wholeheartedly tonight, you will never, never lack again. The Almighty God, the All-Sufficient One, we see to it from now on that you always have more than enough. He will bless your offering. He will sanctify it. He will use it for his glory. And as you go, his presence will go with you. From now on, any time I hear concerning you, it will be good news. So shall it be. You will serve God till the end. And the kingdom of God together will be there to reign. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I just go home singing and dancing. The band can play for a little while. I should dance and rejoice. God bless you.
Oshun tutun laye mi ko dawo duro.